Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It was super necessary.
God, and it, my God!
Unbelievable!
Hello.
Good night, mate.
Nice. Thank you for joining us.
Sure.
We're already live, so we'll kick on with it. So we are joined by Misha. I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly. Lyubimov.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. I'm normally terrible with names. I'm glad I got that right. Yeah. So for those who don't know, Michael, or Misha, as he likes to go by, is the general manager of Jackson Wink MMA, and he's the president of the Jackson Wink Athlete Management Program. So, again, thank you so much for joining us. It's a pleasure.
Sure.
So, as we've just mentioned there, you're general manager of the gym and also the president of the Athlete Management Program. How did that all come about? How did that start for you?
I've been in the sport for a long time already now, about 9-10 years. So I got into it with the Dagestanis, the Chechens, the Russians, with the original wave of the Russian athletes like Khabib, Rustam Khabilov, and all those guys when they first started coming to America. So I used to travel a lot with those guys and different camps, different events, translating, training with them, helping with preparations, things like that. And one day I came to Albuquerque and never left. It's one of those in the right place at the right time. They're opening up a new facility here. It's a huge place, so they needed somebody to run it, and I had a lot of great qualifications, here I am. Recently we opened up our management company. We have over 90 plus athletes signed to our management company, and we have, as of now, we have about 26 fights scheduled, so we're always at that mark of over 20 fights scheduled on a daily basis. We have 3, 4, 5 guys fighting all around the world. Our management company is fairly new. It's 7-8 months we've been doing it. It's growing like crazy. We're actually overwhelmed with the amount of fights we're scheduling and winning and getting. It's pretty crazy. We won 23 belts, 23 titles. Major one being Bare Knuckle FC in England. So we're working ourselves up in the management world, but as you know, the gym is already has a legendary status, so we try to make the same thing with management company, you know.
Yeah you mentioned there about being in it for like 10 years and coming through with like the original Dagestanis and that. Is it mad for you to look at how sort of big the Dagestani fighters are now, like the Chechen fighters and that, like obviously you got Hamzat and stuff? Is it mad for you to look at that from like the start to now?
Oh, it's insane. Yes. It's very crazy to witness the rise of Dagestani. So I was just watching the highlight of all these guys, and it's crazy. It's I knew it was going to happen at that time too. When they were coming in, they were just you know, kicking ass everywhere. It just, you know, if it was in the even ground and you know, like there was a lot of them here in America, it would have been so competitive. Like it would be insane. And just the amount of Russian and Dagestani fighters in the MMA in America is not that much because of obviously visa sponsorship, trying to come to America. It's a long road to make it here, you know? So, but if you look everywhere else, you know, a lot of them dominate. So it's interesting to see, yeah. Crazy from a small little region like that, so many vicious fighters come out.
Yeah, yeah. And you mentioned earlier, obviously, you've got a load of fighters on board with your management. You've got a lot of fighters getting ready for fights. Obviously, that's a lot of different people, a lot of different personalities. Can you just talk about what your sort of day-to-day looks like as an athlete manager?
Because I run the gym, the whole operation and the management company, but I don't matchmake. We have another gentleman, Jeffrey Chavez. He's the director of athlete development. He, former Olympic boxer. He, my goal is to make him the next Jerry Maguire, you know, something like that. So this guy's a scheduling machine. He scheduled over 300 some fights already since we've been doing it. So we're just developing guys for the next stage of their careers, trying to get them to UFC, you know, to big promotions and stuff. So we have some potential candidates that are going there soon. Hopefully, you know, but yeah, just run the place, come in. It's crazy mad house. We have about 50, 60 people that live here all year long. So dormitories is just like nonstop action. So I deal with sponsors, you know, fighters, new people that arrive and leave in, putting out fires, you know, between the fighters, always egos, you know, even, you know, just how it goes can be without it in the sport. You know, they say leave the ego at the door, but it's impossible when people try to beat the crap out of each other. So, and then, you know, things like that, answering emails, phone calls, sponsorships, many different things, just TVs, interviews, videos, and social media, just, you know, just our regular operations, trying to stay out there. We have over, for the team, we have over 50 fights scheduled right now. So the start of the year is insane. This weekend we had a good UFC win with Daniel Argueta. Just nonstop. I mean, I wake up, I work, I go to bed, I work, and weekends I work, and I love it. Wouldn't want it any other way. So,
do you get much sleep with all that work?
Yeah, sleep. Yeah, I have to sleep, yeah. But it's pretty cool right here.
Yeah.
I wish I didn't need to sleep, honestly, because I have so much to do, so little time. So I need my sleep, but I wish I was only able to run like 3 hours of sleep and just go.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose in your job, even if you sleep for 6 hours, you must miss so many emails and other stuff. And
yeah, nonstop. But I try to get back to everybody because unless people send dumb stuff, but I try to always get to everybody as much as I can. Because I don't like to leave anybody hanging.
Yeah. So with everything that you do with both roles, what would you say is the most challenging part of the roles?
The challenging, obviously, because I'm so emotionally invested into the team and how the team does. So it's all, you know, it's all evolves around wins and losses, you know, and I'm emotionally involved in a lot of the athletes and stuff because this is our guys that we bred, guys that live here, guys that you know personally that you see every single day. So it's very challenging to keep your emotions in check because when they fight and things like that, it's my blood pressure goes up through like the roof, you know. So, and it's like every weekend, and it's like, Jesus Christ, it's not healthy. It's supposed to be fun, but it's not healthy. Yeah, but that's part of the game.
Yeah. So when you're bringing fighters into the management then, is there like certain attributes that you're looking for with fighters, or is it just who wants that sort of help with their career?
Well, we have a lot of fighters go to, because we have such a high demand for what we're doing. So fighters kind of seek us out and submit their inquiries online at JW. We have like two major websites, JacksonWings.com and JWMMA.com. So they go in there, submit their inquiries, we review them, and we go from there. But, you know, we are definitely looking. We have different agents all around the world kind of help us out to, like, scout guys, recruit guys, and become, you know, get in the game. So we help out a lot of people. But it's a luck of a draw in a way, right? Like, who knows who's going to be, like, the next John Jones or Holly Holm or, you know, Diego Sanchez or whatnot. So it's, like, just... The moment we don't think about it, we're just thinking of just get the fights, win the fights, see who comes out ahead. Because every single legend that came out of this gym was developed here, you know. So it took years to develop these guys.
Yes.
Like Carlos Condit, John Dotson, all those guys, you know. So we, you know, and a lot of them like retired or halfway out the door, almost out the door. So it's in a way also challenging to see what happens with them. But at the same time, we got to create the new wave of champions and stuff. So that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you mentioned so many great names there who've come and gone through the gym, John Jones, Holly Holm. To fighters looking to join the gym, what would you say to them is the one thing they need to be able to succeed at Jackson Wink?
Just commitment. Commitment. If you're not committed to what you're trying to do, like, what's your goal? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're coming through the doors, what is your goal? Who are you trying to become? This is a lifestyle. It's not something that's going to have to, it's going to happen overnight. Like Michelle Waterson, she lived in the dorms, like at the old gym. And it's like, you know, you sacrificed a lot of things to follow your dream. If you like fighting, you want to fight, you know, it's like, who says you're going to make it to UFC? How many people play soccer around the world or play NFL or whatever? How many people make it to major leagues? 1%, maybe less, you know, but it's still a good lifestyle. There's many other opportunities, you know. You don't have to just fight for UFC. There's Bellator, PFL, many great organizations that do pay good money and overseas and things like that, but it's a lifestyle. It's something that you have to immerse yourself in and just follow the lead of all the other ones that succeeded and see where it takes you. But you have to do like super extra work. You can't just come in and do bare minimal. Yeah, you can do it for fun. You know, of course, come in. We have, I call them club fighters. They come in, they'll, you know, just to train, just to get better, just to stay strong, just to know, you know, for defensive things, you know. Maybe do some amateur fights with some people. It might be just a regular goal, just to do an amateur fight with two or three, whatever. You know, we have a great amateur program for that. So it's kind of like commitment. Study what the other guys did and do the same.
Yeah,
a lot of sacrifice. Your time, your body, your health. For what? For glory, right? Because you want to get your hand raised, right? That's the main goal.
Yeah.
do you get some fighters? You mentioned like you've got dorms and that within the management. Do you get some fighters that will come away from the family and stay like at the dorms in order to?
Oh yeah, yeah, nonstop all the time. Yeah, that's the goal. You know, we recruit them, we get them somewhere. You know, a lot of them once they sign with us, they get a little special perks. You know, like discounts to stay here and stuff, a little bit more attention from the coaches. They get to put into special groups for high level pros to work with Greg Jackson, Coach Wink. The coaches are always here, always training everybody. So, you know, we push ahead.
Yeah.
We have guys from England as well, signed to us, many guys. We have like three guys scheduled right now for Bare Knuckle FC in the UK, in London, and another one, I forgot where, somewhere along. There's two cards coming up. We're trying, you know, we won a major title in BKFC UK with Anthony Holmes over there, so he signed with us.
Nice. You mentioned at the start, you know, as well as it being a management, it's a fighter development program. Can you just go into detail about that part and what it entails?
Just fight. We try and get you the right fight, to develop you in a better fighter, guide you, promote you, help you along the way, do all kinds of different things, you know, just paying attention to your career, obviously. But our slogan is like fight secured, contract signed, you know, so we don't want to overpromise anything. We don't want to do anything crazy. Like, hey, you be the next. No. We guarantee you fights. We're going to get your fights. If we can't get your fights, sorry, it didn't work out. You can, you know, we're not going to torture you and stuff. But for the most part, we get everybody fights.
Yeah.
Everybody. I mean, I think we're over 350 fights right now in 7 months that we're able to get. So, in all kind of organizations, it just, we're trying to find the right. This gym is so powerful that, like, having this Jackson Wink name and reaching out to people and stuff, they want our guys because they'll know. We bring the heat, you know. We're going there. We put everything on the line. We're fighting, you know. So, just the whole goal is get people fighting, because we had so many. The reason we started our management company is because we've been burned by so many different management companies that they come in, they scout the guys, and take them away. They want to go, hey, let's go train over there. Let's go train over here. They get in the ears, whatnot. So we got to keep it in house and develop our own talent. So that's the goal.
Yeah. You know, with them, obviously with this sport now, like, a big part of it is the sort of entertainment value and, you know, being on social media and doing interviews. As part of that development program as well, do you offer like a sort of how to increase like a fighter's social media presence, helping them doing interviews if they're uncomfortable with it?
Sure. You know, like, I mean, we're so overwhelmed with getting everybody fights, so it's like, it's not our priority to do that, like social media or do whatever, you know, stuff. It's like this. If you don't win fights, if you don't fight, none of that matters. So social media can be, you know, do whatever, you know, so none of this matters. So our goal is to get the fights, win the fights, get the fights, win the guy. Get the guys noticed, get the guys winning. So we're scouting for good fights, good opportunities, and that's it. When the guys make it to major leagues and do all this, then, you know, then it becomes more of things that we need to do, you know. So, like, if we have somebody on the rise, yes, we do make sure we advise them, you know, like, hey, you have to do this, this, and that. But we do create, as you, I think, follow us on GWM Athlete Management, we put out a lot of info on all the fights, of different graphics and After Effects and things like that. So we'll do some things on our side, but again, they're just for promotion to get the fighters going and stuff, but they have to take care of their own social media.
Yeah. Cool. Wanted to just mention another fighter again. So he's no longer with the gym, of course, but John Jones is set to retire in March. Are you surprised to see him come into that fight as an underdog? And how do you see his fight playing out against Cyril Garn?
Well, Greg Jackson's still training him and stuff. So a lot of guys still training him, and a lot of training partners still going training with him and stuff. So it's kind of like we're still contributing to helping him in a way, right? If everybody's helping him. So it's kind of like weird. We're very weird situation because he's like right here. Anyway, but who knows? Like, I mean, the Cyril game is a very hard opponent, obviously, you know, like his striking is insane. He's very fast for heavyweight. So I know John been out for a long time. So that's a challenge right there. And then he has to wrestle a lot. But again, I'm sure after the last fight when Ngannou out wrestled in game, he probably worked very hard to close those gaps, right? So who knows? John's IQ and You know, who knows? It's a tricky fight, honestly.
Yeah.
Wish it was in Ghana, though, because that was a much more interesting fight.
That was the money fight, wasn't it? You mentioned the challenges that Cyril Gane brings for John Jones. Is John the type of fighter who relishes these kind of challenges?
Yeah, he always rises up, right? Like, I mean, that's John Jones. So, I mean, he dominated the game for so long. So, I'm sure he'll rise up to that one. I mean, Greg Jackson will get it right.
Yeah. Just
to finish off, obviously the picture we used to promote this interview, you're pointing at something. Can you explain what that is? I'm assuming that's like an achievement. Can you explain what that is?
No, just a magazine cover we have in the wall here. We have a wall of different. I mean, there's a lot of memorabilia in here. Just one of the magazines from. I think martial arts success. So with Coach Winklejohn, the owner, you know, it's a Champions Factory. So just had a picture, took it. It's like our little background where we could take a picture and stuff. So it just points into it because that's a fact.
Yeah.
Well, I think that was everything we had for you. Again, really appreciate you taking the time out. I know you're a very busy man, so really appreciate that.
No problem. We respect everybody. We respect media and everybody trying to do their thing. So I try to give back, you know.
Yeah, we appreciate it, honestly.
Yes, no problem.
Again, thank you so much. And yes. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Sure. Thank you, guys. Nice to meet you.
You too, mate. Take care. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Were super necessary.
And delicious.